This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The ABC News headline is stark. Timeline of synagogue hostage standoff sheds light on suspects' travels in the U.S. First graph, the British national who allegedly took a rabbi and three other people as hostages inside a Texas synagogue arrived in the United States last month and gave customs agents a hotel in New York as his local address, multiple law enforcement sources told ABC News. I'll stop there and welcome Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and also welcome our guest, Michael Masters, the National Director and CEO of Secure Community Network. That website is securecommunitynetwork, all one, .org. Malcolm, this is necessary to understand the security or risk of major Jewish institutions in America. Please introduce Michael to the audience and his work.
Right. Well, full disclosure, I was one of the initiators of the scan, and we were so fortunate to get Michael on board, and he's done an amazing job activating and mobilizing and raising the concern in our institutions across the country and working with DHS and FBI, all of which we saw manifest, I think, in the way events unfolded. And one of the things that the rabbi noted is that he was able to conduct himself in the way that he did because of training that SCAN did for them, as they have for institutions across the country. So maybe, Michael, we should start there. How did you get brought into the events in Texas and the relationship that you established there? How did it play out in terms of the way they were able to conduct themselves through this very difficult day?
Well, thank you first for having me on. And Malcolm, it's always good to join you. I hope that we are effectuating the vision that you first had when you saw the need for SCN so many years ago. Really, to your question, SCN has worked over the last several years to think about how do we build a security shield over the entirety of the Jewish community here in North America. What we know is that regardless of where any incident happens, whether it's in a big city or small rural community, whether it is a affiliated community, an Orthodox community, a Reform community, we need to be protected. The Jewish community is under threat. And that means that we need to take security seriously. And SCN and its team of professionals working closely with partner organizations, notably those in the Conference of Presidents, as well as with the federations across the United States and through the Jewish Federations of North America, is working to build that shield. So last summer, we were contacted by members of the community in Tarrant County and Fort Worth. They felt they wanted training. They had heard about SCN, and we worked with them. August 22nd, 2021 was a day that helped lead to the outcome that we saw this past Shabbat. That was the day that SCN led a training exercise at Congregation Beth Israel. It was attended by Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker and 21 congregants, to include Jeff Cohen. That training was part of several trainings that we did, walkthroughs of the facilities that we did, and other consultation on physical security. That training was what, as the rabbi has indicated, as has Jeff Cohen, one of the other hostages, was something that helped give them the tools and instruction to save their lives on Shabbat. This could have been a very, very different story. We trained 17,000 people last year. Two of them were Rabbi Citron Walker and Jeff Cohen. We've got a lot of work ahead of us to make sure the entire community gets trained.
Michael, a practical concern. What is the time commitment needed for adequate training of Jewish institutions and their leadership? Days, weeks? How do you present it when people contact you?
So the training can be as simple as 60 minutes. It can be several hours. We work with community institutions around the country. What's important is that the organizations commit to action. We are facing individuals like the offender in this case, who, as he said, was willing to die for his cause. That means that we need to be as serious about our security. How much time does it take to prepare oneself? How do we quantify the value of a Jewish life? And I would submit that that means that as an entire community, we, for thousands of years, we've survived by coming together and rising up as a collective to defend ourselves and take responsibility. This is another one of those times. We need to commit the time that's necessary. That could be 60 minutes. It needs to be ongoing. It needs to be continuous. And we've seen the advantage of that everywhere from Pittsburgh to Poway to now Colleyville, Texas.
Malcolm?
I think it's very important that we also look at the perpetrator who claimed to be one of three Lady Al-Qaeda Afia Siddiqui from federal prison. So first, can you just tell her who she is and the campaign that he and CARE and others seem to be conducting to get her out of her 85-year sentence for various crimes that you can describe, and how a British citizen with this record was able to get into the United States without any red flags being raised?
So there is a lot that we don't know. There is a lot that we can't talk about, and there's a lot that remains under investigation with respect to what was known or not known about the offender in this case. And I make a habit of not naming them. I don't want to give them the credit that they so desperately seek. But one thing we know is that he was interested in affiliating himself with Afia Siddiqui. He alleged to be her brother. Afia Siddiqui, to your question, Malcolm, she's currently serving an 86-year prison sentence for the attempted murder of American troops and FBI agents. She was captured and during the course of an interrogation attempted to take one of the soldiers' rifles and kill American personnel. Siddiqui is a Pakistani neuroscientist. She moved to the United States in the early 90s. She studied at the University of Houston, transferred to MIT, triple majored in biology, anthropology, and archaeology. She later received her PhD from Brandeis University. She later moved to Pakistan, where after the 9/11 attacks, and became increasingly radicalized. She is someone that is well known to the United States government, to other governments, our allies, and she is known as Lady Al-Qaeda for a reason. She has she was married to the nephew of 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, according to the U.S. government, and she has engaged in repeated attacks repeated attempts to plan and undertake attacks in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Pakistan. She has become a rallying cry for certain elements who have tried to brand her an activist. She is active. She's active in trying to kill Americans and other innocent people. And we saw that in her efforts to kill U.S. service members, which is the charge that led her to being incarcerated for 86 years. So that's the reality. Whatever the connection was between the offender in this past weekend, he believed that his cause, as he stated, was to try to get her out, get her released, or to die with her. We have to be seriously concerned about the implications of an attack like Saturday. We've seen protests around the country in support of Siddiqui. We are thinking very hard about other individuals that may see her and may see her cause as a rallying cry for them to commit violence, whether against the Jewish community or the larger U.S. society.
Michael Masters is the National Director and CEO of Secure Community Network. The website is very straightforward for inquiries, www.securecommunitynetwork, all one, securecommunitynetwork.org. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.